Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Project Hourglass podcast. I am back for the second time this week because I love what I do and I do what I love. And today's episode really came from the inspiration of me going back to the gym this morning. And it was the first time I went to the gym to actually train instead of training from home. Now, for those of you who don't know, a little bit of context, I was overseas 2 weeks ago, and then I was really, really sick about 10 days ago. And I was sick for about a whole 10 days where I couldn't stop coughing, had a headache. I literally napped probably much the whole day. So I lost basically all my fitness and I've been dying to be able to get back into training again. Now for the last 2 or 3 days or so, I've been introducing some training back in and I have been able to do some upper body sessions. I still cough a little bit here, but lower body sessions have definitely hit me. And for those of you who are listening to this, you're probably thinking, well, Sean, we don't want to hear about your sob story. Why are you sharing this? The reason why I'm sharing this is maybe this could be you. Maybe you're in a situation where everything's all good or dandy and everything works well when life is perfect, when the situation's right, when you don't have to work overtime, when the kids aren't sick, when you're hitting all of your deadlines for all your schedules, when you don't have any assignments at your job or maybe at uni. Maybe all your relationships are perfect. Maybe you're sleeping fine, but then it all goes well until it stops going well. It all goes well until someone's sick in the house, until someone in your family requires a little bit more attention from you. Maybe your friend's going through a rough time, so you go through a rough time because you want to show support. Maybe your car breaks down. Everything goes well until it stops going well. Maybe to the point where you're training so hard, you're sticking to every single macro, you're sticking to your diet plan, whatever it might be, and you're not seeing the scales go down or towards the goal that you want to achieve. So how do you keep staying motivated when something like this keeps happening? Here's the thing, okay? For myself, like, I honestly have gotten to the point where I was so sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was lying on the couch, I'm not joking, for probably 18 hours a day, just trying to feel better. And then if not for the last 6 hours of the day, I'd probably be sitting on the chair on my dinner table, just trying to eat food and just change the location I am. And so once you have started to achieve one goal, maybe you've lost your 10 kilos, maybe you've lost 5 kilos, maybe you hit your 60 kilo squat, maybe you've hip thrusted 120 kilos. Then you start to think to yourself, well, how can I keep going when I've hit this goal? Instead of thinking of where you want to go, I have actually brought this upon to not just myself, but also to my clients who have achieved their first major goal when it comes to health and fitness, but then they don't know where to go afterwards. And I say, well, do you know where you don't want to go? And they tell me exactly what I thought they would say. So for those of you listening right now, what am I talking about? So the best way I can really share this is through a story of my own. When I first started training, I started training because I was so scared of the world, honestly. I was so insecure about myself. I had low confidence and low self-esteem. But somehow in my head, I thought to myself that if I could change the way I look, I could change the way I think about myself. I thought to myself, if I could actually train, that people would start to see me differently. But I didn't know it would make myself see myself differently. So I trained and I trained, and what happened was I started to feel so good about myself. I started to feel so confident because clothes fit better. I realized what I could do when I was lifting weights, and this is no different to you ladies listening to this right now. Maybe you have gotten something so good from just being consistent with your training that you have started to derive that kind of self-belief into anything else in your life. And this could have been something like you actually training more consistently, and now you're showing up for yourself in your life. Maybe this means that you've actually got a new job and a new career because now you actually believe yourself in your skill set. So how do I keep myself motivated? I remind myself of what I lose if I don't stay consistent. So first of all, I don't ever want to feel like I can't believe in myself. I don't ever want to feel sorry for myself. I don't ever want to feel like I don't know the self-value of myself, because that's what actually got me started. I started because I was scared. I started because I didn't like myself. I got started because things just did not feel well. So I started training. Now I start thinking about the bigger things. So the next level, I love the way my clothes feel. I love the way that my clothes feel when I wear them because I've actually put the time into, say, training my shoulders, my arms, my legs, whatever it might be. I remember this one time specifically, it was for my friend's engagement party. And I remember I wore this one suit that made me feel so good. Things just fit. Ladies, if you're listening to this, I can only imagine what a dress would feel. I would never wear a dress. I don't think so. Never say never, but I don't think I would. But my suit felt great. Shirt felt good. Blazer, pants, everything was fitted. 2 years later, my friend got engaged and I wore the same suit. Didn't feel anything the same. It felt horrible. I actually didn't feel like myself. The first time I wore it, I felt like I was wearing the suit. The second time, it felt like the suit was wearing me. I never want to go back to that feeling again. Maybe that's going to be for you, because I know now next time, whenever the next special occasion might be, I know how my clothes and how I want those clothes to feel. I don't want to ever go back to that position where I'm staring in the mirror, almost borderline crying. And I'm not even joking right now. I'm not afraid to admit that to the world. Borderline crying because these clothes don't feel like anything. It feels like shit. The next thing is I've had so many injuries. And I don't want to ever think that because I didn't do my training sessions, because I didn't eat the food that I needed to do, that I don't ever want to feel like one day when I have kids or when my niece comes up to me and goes, hey, I want to play. And I say, I can't. I don't have the energy. I can't because my back hurts. I can't because my knee hurts. I can't because I just do not have the capacity to keep up with you. That is not something that I want to have. So when I train now, I don't train because I want to just only feel good and look good. I train because I'm scared that if I don't, I'll have to look into the eyes of my niece, my nephew, whatever it might be, my daughter, my son, and look at them in the eye and say, I'm sorry, because I didn't train, because I didn't invest in myself, because I didn't look after myself the many years before you, I can't do what you want me to do, even though I want to play with you, even though I want to be able to do that. And I've always said to myself, the day that I started, I know that aesthetics is one component of why we train. But the next thing is, I don't ever want to look in my now wife's eyes and tell her that something that I cannot do is because of the health that I never looked after. Think about that. I never want to look her in the eye and tell her that I'm so sorry that we can't do a holiday trip because I can't hike because my knee hurts. I don't ever want to have to look her in the eye and be like, hey, look, we can't go on holidays or we can't travel because my health just won't allow us to do this. It pains me to even think of that situation. So next time when I train, I just remember what I lose out on because I haven't been able to do this. Now, you might think to yourself, you might be, you know, more rewarded rather than from the carrot, but from the stick, what you lose out on. We may not be able to see in this actual tunnel vision what we have because we are unable to know what we look at in the future. And maybe it comes from where you have grown up. Maybe it comes from how you receive rewards. We come from a world where we do not practice delayed gratitude, but we always want instant gratitude. Right now, you might think that, look, I need some sleep, but later on, you might think, well, my knee fucking hurts. My clothes don't feel comfortable. I'm not confident in my skin because we missed out on training. You might think to yourself that, hey, look, I feel good because I can eat pizza every day. I can have a burger. But later on, if you keep doing that accumulative over time without control, it starts to pile on and you look yourself in the mirror and you go, shit, I regret that now. It could even go to the point where if you already have kids or maybe one day you plan to have kids and you want to make them the healthiest versions of themselves, but you actually don't know what that looks like. You might be thinking that might be boring food, steamed food and no junk food ever, but you might be doing more harm than good because you yourself don't actually understand what a balanced, nutritious diet looks like. We always have good intent, but unfortunately, we can't always see what our limitations and our skills are. Everyone believes that they're doing the right thing until they're shown a mirror of what they're doing wrong. And unless you actually want this to happen, unless you want someone to hold that mirror up to you, be held accountable for your actions, actually help you get to the place where you want to go, which is feeling healthier, more confident in your skin, and stronger, as opposed to just jumping on the next diet and fad diet, whatever it might be, then you need to make sure you understand why are you doing things and what will you miss out on if you don't. Now, I've shared with you what mine were. Yeah, I want to feel good in my clothes. Yeah, I want to be able to feel confident in them. Yes, I want to be able to play with my children in the future or even my niece as well. But rather than thinking about what I want, I rather make sure I think about what I lose out on. I don't ever want to look in my wife's eyes or my kids' eyes or my niece's eyes and say, I can't do that because I didn't look after my health because I missed out on that training sessions many years ago. And now I can't do anything that I actually wish I could. Regret is a very powerful thing. But if you know how to utilize this energy, if you realize what you gain and what you lose, then everything becomes crystal clear. I didn't give a fuck how my knee felt. I didn't give a fuck how my body felt. I didn't care about what I wanted to do because I knew what I needed to do to stay away from the lifestyle that will change and ruin my life. I do not ever want my health to stop me from doing anything. And I know this is coming across a little bit more aggressive, but this is the things that actually make us realize how fortunate we are with the opportunities that we have. I used to get people telling me, it's like, I can't give up work to go train. I was like, who told you to take a whole day off work? Go for a walk, eat less shit, do some training, 20 minutes. Do you think you need to take a whole day off work? No one needs to train for more than 2 hours. If you're training more than 2 hours, you're probably either delusional or maybe you might be an elite athlete. But for the general public out there, even for me right now, 30 minutes to 45 minutes, 3 days a week, 4 days a week, will get you fitter than most of the population around you. And the reason why you may not believe me is because you're probably hanging around the wrong people. So you want to make sure you hang around the right people. Now, if you want to be able to get into a fitter, leaner, more confident version of yourself, I do have something for you. Ladies, if you're listening to this, don't miss out, okay? This is the exclusive place where you're going to hear about it first before it goes anywhere else on my socials. I'm doing a 14-day challenge. And this 14-day challenge is where you will get the actual training from home, from the gym, what to eat for the next 14 days. I'll be your personal one-on-one coach, but this is only limited to the first 20 people who fill out the application form. Now, if you want to fill in this application form and apply for a spot in this 14-day challenge, all you have to do is DM me, either on Facebook or Instagram. The handles and details are in the podcast description. But if you're listening to this right now, DM me straight away and just message me 14-day challenge. And I'll send you the link so you can apply. I'll look through it. And if you have the best answers, you'll be one of the people selected to be part of the 14-day challenge. I want to say thank you so much once again for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I'm showing up every single day possible. I can't say every single day because I have missed some days, but you know I'm going to do my best. So thank you once again for taking the time. Keep building momentum, ladies. You're going to do amazing things once you start to realize what you miss out on and what you want more than anything. Take care.